On a Monday, we're checking in with the Chief State Forester on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. Our state is nearly half forest land, about 17 million acres, and of that, roughly two-thirds is privately owned. That's from the DNR's Statewide Forest Action Plan. Join in on policy actions that would help Wisconsin achieve sustainable forestry, or how the state could be a better partner in helping landowners manage forest land. 800-642-1234. Heather Berkland is Chief of the Forestry Division for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Heather, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with our climate. Our climate changing, winter's getting warmer, our forests are forced to adapt. What effect is climate change having on our forest land in Wisconsin?
Yes, well, obviously, changing climate has been around for decades, and actually, with us sustainably managing and having a long, rich history of sustainable management here in Wisconsin, our forests are actually poised to be successful and adapt to some of the evolution with climate. Obviously, it is something that we continue to make sure that we're aware of and that we're in a position so that we can make sure that we have a healthy forest. And so continuing to have programs where we can work with landowners, also with our public lands, actively encouraging management in a sustainable manner, having a forest industry and products so that we can get wood to the market, so that we can regenerate our forests so that they do stay healthy and adapt, and having programs in place that also can combat invasive species, as that is also increasing with some of the changing climate. Our urban forests are also really important in making sure that we have canopy cover in our urban forests. Stormwater runoff, trees play a really important role there, as well as, clean air. And then just all the other plethora of benefits that forests provide.
We're going to get to some of the pests and the diseases in a moment. But when you talk about programs, I'm thinking of the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. Last year during the state budget process, Republican lawmakers voted to renew the state's land stewardship program for 4 years. What impact is that program having on our forest land?
It's really important that we have programs like this, as well as Forest Legacy, which is a federal program, to really be able to set aside large blocks and important acreage here in Wisconsin for all the benefits of the public, as well as maintaining them into working forests. So critical, these conservation easements ensure that we will be able to conserve large blocks of forests as part of our contiguous management here in the state.
There was that legislation put forth earlier this year that would have made it easier to sell off public lands purchased with Knowles Nelson stewardship funds. And current law prohibits the sale of Knowles Nelson lands without DNR approval from your agency. Do you think it should be easier for grant recipients to divest of land they no longer want to hold in conservation?
I'm not going to comment on that. I think our program doesn't necessarily work specifically in that. We're obviously wanting to make sure that we educate landowners and the public on why we want to conserve blocks of land and why we want to maintain these acreages. And so I think that's really a role that we play.
And I would imagine there isn't a one-size-fits-all fix for making forests more resilient to climate change. So how does your agency approach conservation and forest management when so much is held privately? So much of this forest land is in private hands.
Yeah, we feel that our role, again, is working in partnership. So many partners out there that we can collaborate with and ensure that we are reaching private landowners. We have programs where you can go online and seek out one of our field foresters, our service foresters that can connect with a landowner. And just the opportunities to walk the land, to educate what is out on the that you have in your, the woodland lands that you own. We can write management plans. that kind of prepare based on landowner objectives. And then there are some cost share programs, both at the federal level and our state Wisconsin Forest Landowner Grant Program, that help landowners kind of achieve some of their goals, whether it's tree planting, invasive species control, or just having, like I said, a management plan. And to the point where we can also work with our private consultants, that they can also help actively manage the private landowners' properties as well. And so having those educational opportunities, putting on workshops with the partners, just having landowners and the public understand the importance of our forest industry and the health of our forests is one of the critical roles that we play.
Talking with Heather Berkland, Chief Forester for the Wisconsin DNR, getting an update on land conservation, forest land initiatives. You can join in 800-642-1234. And Heather, I think you kind of made a nod to this, but the DNR oversees this program that gives property tax breaks to private landowners who manage their forests sustainably and provide public access. Is the program meeting its goals?
Yes, it still is a highly recognized program, the Managed Forest Law Program here in the state. It's a very unique program that's been around for decades, and it does connect landowners with a professional. Like I said, for a 25 or 50 year period, they have a management plan that they can follow based on their objectives. And we are still seeing much enrollment in that program, and it really is an important program. Like I said, to make sure that we do have acreage that's still healthy and actively managed here in Wisconsin.
This is also the 40th year the DNR is celebrating Arbor Day by distributing thousands of seedlings to fourth graders in Wisconsin schools. And I know I've had a couple fourth graders who have been recipients of these seedlings. Can you tell us what this program is meant to accomplish?
Yeah, it really is an exciting program, and it's our 40th year of our Arbor Day seedling program. And last year, we were able to give 45,000 seedlings to fourth graders. And really, it is that kind of recognition, connecting the youth to the importance of just what they can do to help with our conserving our landscape and conserving and planting a tree and getting their hands dirty and then watching it grow for the next generation. So it really is an exciting program. Many schools take advantage of it.
Do you have any tips for the fourth graders who are the recipients, or perhaps the households who would like some advice on how they should nurture these seedlings, where they should put them?
Yes, you want to make sure that you're thinking about the future growth of that tree. And so giving it plenty of space, knowing that it will grow. Avoid power lines, not too close to the house. And then when you do plant it, make sure that you dig a deep enough hole, because the roots will spread, and keep watering it. And then, especially during the growing season, you want to make sure that you continue to water and maintain it.
We have Wisconsin's Chief State Forester, Heather Berkland of the DNR, on the State Capitol Report. We're touching down on forest land management practices. We'll look at wildfires, invasives, conservation efforts. What's on your mind about forestry in our state? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap with Heather Berkland here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're checking in with the DNR's Forestry Division Chief on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The DNR's Fire Management Dashboard, it shows 39 wildfires in the past week, about 16 acres burned. Most wildfire activity is in central Wisconsin, and there have been 18 prescribed burns over the past week, mostly in state parks and natural areas. Join in on state forestry policies, forest land management, crossover with the timber industry, 800-642-1234. DNR Forestry Division Chief Heather Berkland stays with us for about 9 more minutes. So looking at wildfire activity and what you're seeing out there, Heather, what are the state of wildfires in our state?
Yes, well, it was a busy Saturday, I know, and yesterday, Sunday, with the winds. And this time of year, with our vegetation coming out of winter and dead and not in, in growing. So this is our critical time of year for fires here in Wisconsin. Compared to last year, we do have less numbers and acres of fire just because of our wetter spring that we've had, but definitely something we still want to make sure that the public is aware of and that they are going to our website and checking on the burning status and the permits to get your permit as well for burning. Important that, you know, we just recognize that debris burning is the number one cause of wildfires here in Wisconsin, and so they can be preventable. So just making sure that you're being mindful and paying attention to avoid wildfires.
How do you make decisions around prescribed burns and where to do them in order to preserve the forest land and regenerate it?
Yeah, good question. We work very closely with our partners in Fish, Wildlife, and Parks for planning. We use prescribed burning as just another tool for management on our properties. We also work in partnership with other agencies and nonprofits that are also doing some prescribed burning on their properties, and really looking holistically at the state and where historically fire helped in management on land activities, as well as how we can use fire for to improve, such as some silviculture burns, where it can combat some invasives or make sure that we're getting the vegetation and the habitat that we're desiring. So really prioritizing statewide and looking at where prescribed burn can really be a tool.
I wonder, more of our rain seems to be coming from these heavy downpour rain events, these intense bursts of extreme weather. Does that affect our forests when the water comes all at once?
Oh, yes. I think that's one of the things that has been identified in the climate is these stronger rain events more often, as well as, wind events too, and they can all have an impact, raising the water table, as well as erosion. And so having best management practices in place to make sure that our forests can be more resilient during these events is something that we're considering as we are managing our lands.
As we look at major pests and diseases hitting the forest land, certainly the emerald ash borer has really devastated ash trees, but what's challenging the health and vitality of our forest ecosystem when you look at the pests and diseases that are out there attacking it?
Yes, well, that definitely is something that's really on the forefront is it's trying to combat some of these insects, diseases, and invasive species that are taking over. And so making sure we have a healthy, holistic forest and kind of management regime really will help the landscape adapt to these. Obviously having robust industry is really important so that we can utilize some of these species that may be impacted by the death or destruction of these pests. And then making sure that we're thinking about how do we reforest in areas where they have been impacted by such pests and diseases.
Yes, when you do reforest, what goes into that decision making so that the cycle doesn't seem to repeat itself?
Yeah, making sure that we have diverse species that are adapted and suitable to the site, so the soils and the geography. We're planting the right species in the right place and making sure that we do have kind of across the landscape, diverse age classes, as well as, like I said, species. Our reforestation program is also looking at seed vitality and tree improvement. And so making sure that we have seedlings and species that can adapt to some of these changing climates that we're predicting. And so, again, that holistic approach.
I wonder as well with the in the spring with the freeze thaw cycles, what effect that's having with maple trees in climate change, and you know, to get the sap running, especially for native communities that are tapping trees. What have you seen with maple trees and maple syrup productions in the midst of climate change?
Yeah, that's interesting. We also tap some trees in our backyard, and so we did notice it was an interesting year here. The weather, you know, Mother Nature, always, you know, we can't predict her. So, you know, in some areas of the state, it was very productive, while others here in the north, because of the long drawn out spring where we would have a few days of good run and then cold again, overall, the production has been down. And so, you know, it's just like one of the many things that when you're working in nature and working with, you know, in the forest industry is the weather can play a big role in just being able to, for all of the aspects of actively management and all of the different impacts and results and products that we get from the woods.
Talking with Heather Rookland, who is the DNR's chief forester, as we look at the health and vitality of Wisconsin forest land, making up about 17 million acres of our state. You can join in 800-642-1234 with your questions about forest land. So looking at the forest land and the timber industry, the DNR works closely with the timber industry. Can you explain what is going on in this sector?
Yeah, you know, I think we all know that the timber forest products industry is really important and a vital piece of Wisconsin's forest economy at over $24 billion annually to the economy, second to agriculture. And so ensuring that we have a robust forest products industry, as well as, like I said, a healthy forest for the future. Obviously, with some of the recent challenges, COVID, as well as mill closures, you know, working in partnership to ensure we have some programs in place, potentially future federal funding to help us ensure that we have a robust industry throughout the life cycle of a tree, getting it from the growth and active management to the product that we use every day.
What have been some of those pressure points you've seen with timber and our forest land in the pandemic? What have been some of the economic issues there?
Well, one is having a market for the ability to get wood from the land to the mill, but also you know, the logging community. You know, some of the challenges there with transportation is a huge one. You know, as well as workforce development, having a future workforce in this industry is going to be critical.
Let's bring on a caller now, Jeff, joining us from Delafield. Jeff, hi, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. As a forest landowner myself, one of the biggest challenges for me is unfavorable tax laws. Agricultural land is taxed at a much, much, much lower rate, and that burden gets shifted to forest landowners, and that is resulting in elimination of forest land across the state. Obviously, you're going to remove the forests and turn it into row crops due to the favorable taxation. So I see that as one of the biggest challenges to forestry in Wisconsin, in addition to markets for forest products. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you for that comment. Heather, how would you respond to that?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I think that is something that we continue to work with our legislators on and our partners on, and just recognizing that the importance of having kind of those tax incentives, and as well as just having that equalized tax, property taxes, so that we can make sure that we keep forests as forests.
Have you seen Texas incentives that have worked to help forest land, or are there programs that you see that could help forest landowners?
Yeah, like I said, the managed forest law that we talked about earlier is a key program that can help offset taxes, you know, as well as, you know, some of the conservation easements that we talked about. And then, you know, just some of the cost share programs to
you know, help offset some of the cost to ensure that you do maintain forests through, you know, NRCS, as well as some of our state programs, Wisconsin Forest Landowner Grant Program. And so making sure that we continue to have these programs to help alleviate some of the burden that private landowners have will be critical for the future.
Heather, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and appreciate our forests, and it is Forest Appreciation Week, so hopefully you can plant a tree, care for a tree, and then just get out and enjoy our forest land here in Wisconsin.
Heather Berkland, Chief of the Forestry Division for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We have a link to the DNR's fire management dashboards. It's at wpr.org/mornings. Ahead this hour, the State Capitol Report continues with Department of Revenue Secretary Peter Barca. In the wake of tax day 1 week ago, were you expecting a refund? Did you get it yet? 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.